Politics is tough stuff. You should see what our founding fathers used to say at each other and in the early part of our nation. But what they were able to do, especially in Philadelphia in 1787, for 4 months, they argued about what a House should be, what a Senate should be, the power of the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court, and they had to deal with slavery.
True.
And they compromised on slavery because they couldn't solve it.
Right.
And they said, we're here to create a nation under a constitution. And they did. And so I saw that. And
that's amazing.
It's amazing. But they did it. And it took us 200 years to resolve slavery. But they knew what they were there for. And that was to create a nation. Sometimes as I watch politics today, it seems like it's all about winning, not compromising. Let's not even think about it. We just had a gentleman who beat Mr. Lugar in Indiana, and his first statement is, I'm not going there to compromise anything. How's the country going to work if nobody's willing to come to Washington and compromise?
You know what, though? You say something that's so amazing about our founders and framers that are often beaten up by people even today.
Yeah.
But what I always thought was amazing about them is that they put in place a system to right wrongs, correct injustices, and history has, I think, proven them right, and I think you're agreeing with me.
I fully agree with you. I would not. It's a wonderful system, and it takes time sometimes. You have to ultimately get a consensus from the people, and the only way you get a consensus to move forward is for there to be compromise so you can build that consensus.
Yeah.
We're not doing enough of that now. We're not doing enough, okay, look, let's have a drink, let's play some poker together.
Tip O'Neill and Reagan.
You got it.